All right, welcome to high school football action on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Feary, broadcasting live from Croswell High School with Mikey Smith. How you doing, man?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me. Week two action, Eddie.
Already. We're broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM and also online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. We're on the hill today, right into the sun there, Mikey.
We are. It's a beautiful evening, about 70 degrees here in Croswell, Michigan.
It's going to cool off.
It's going to be
It will cool off
quite
later.
Cooled off.
Yeah. All right.
Shout out to the man taking the money at the, for the not concessions, but the attendance there, plant manager Gerard.
Yeah?
In the house, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you recognize me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's from where,
You're unincorporated.
Okay. And
right
you,
south of town.
You got to work tonight?
I do got to work. 10 hours a night.
You see the young kids out here with the football team? This is how it starts. This is how it
yes.
builds. The Croswell Lexington Band. A big shout out to Cooper, who is out here. My nephew, playing the bassoon, I believe.
All right.
So he's in band. My sister-in-law, Dana, I had lunch with her along with my wife at Bob and Jamie's in Sandusky. We talked about this game today. I said, hey, I'm doing that game. And here we are on the hill, on the press box side. Now, last year, we were in the bleachers to see Almont and Croswell Lexington game, right?
Early in the season, yep.
Almont pulled off the big win there.
They did. It was a close. It was a good game.
Yeah. All right. And we are here for the Richmond Blue Devils at the Croswell Lexington Pioneers here in Croswell. Big shout-out to Jeff Kozo, the athletic director. He asked me, wherever you want to be. You can be in the press box. You can be on the bleachers. I said, I'm going to go back to the hill.
Back to the hill. Yep.
Mikey doesn't like it because we're right into the sun.
It's a little bright, but by game time, it's not. It's manageable.
Well, we're expecting temperatures in the 40s. A beautiful day right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
70 degrees and sunny down to 40?
Yes.
Wow.
That's why I went home really quick to change. So here we are. Okay, we got our pregame show coming up here. A lot of great games going on tonight. This is week two. Last week, kind of crazy week.
The extended edition.
Yeah, our rain, you know, canceled or postponed our Brown City Pack game. Brown City ended up winning. I went back there in the afternoon, and then later, me and you saw Sandusky get a big win over Reese Rockets. I'm really excited about Reese Rockets. That game being covered also by our sports line contributors for the show, Thumbtugger Sports. Reese at Bad Axe, that's on Thumbtugger Sports. Another game, Cassidy Harbor Beach, that's on Thumbtugger Sports. We're doing this game. We're going to have a lot of great material.
Busy night.
Deckerville won last night in Wednesday
convincingly.
Action.
Convincingly.
Yep. Almont won last night also with a shout-out over Algonac. They changed that game to a Wednesday, unbeknownst to me. So here we are. And then Deckerville getting that big win last night, 56-6 in eight-player football. We'll be covering Deckerville. We covered Brown City already. They beat us Pack 68-6.
Yep.
We'll cover, I do believe, we're looking at that Brown City-Deckerville game. So pretty excited about this.
Should
but this
be
was an
matchup.
Exciting game. Yeah, this is a BWAC matchup. The first BWAC. Game for both teams in league action. Both teams coming off wins also. Richmond last week over St. Clair, 26-6, and a big win for Croswell Lexington last week over Saginaw Swan Valley.
We got some undefeateds. One team going home with a loss this week.
And Mikey's enjoying the bright sunshine right now. He wants a break. And now we're going to take a commercial break here with our great sponsors. When we come back, we got our pregame prep here to let you know what both these teams did last week and looks ahead for them in the schedule-wise. For Mikey Smith, I'm Eddie Feary. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM for live high school football action. Come your way here and stream it online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Eddie Feary along with Mikey Smith. A little bit of prep here as we try to read it into the sun. Someday they're going to build us a nice long press box here. Right, Boosters?
They will.
Someday.
They will. Well, just for everyone,
kidding.
Not just us.
Just kidding. All right, here we go. Both teams coming off wins in opening week one. The Richmond Blue Devils over St. Clair 24-6. They had 203 total yards, passing yards 83, rushing yards 120, 8 first downs, third down efficiency 2 of 7, and... Well, they had two turnovers, and you can't do that against this a very potent Croswell Lexington team who had a convincing win over Saginaw Swan Valley last week.
Offense, they'll take your mistake and turn it into another 7 points.
They did have an interception in the fumble loss, so the two turnovers, 7 penalties for 38 yards. They didn't score in the first quarter against St. Clair, 0-0. In the second quarter, Richmond gets on the board. Dominic Bonetti, a 28-yard pass from Anthony Bonetti, his brother. The extra kick was good, making it 7-0. in the second quarter. 7-0s were held until the third quarter. J.J. Hollister, I like those pants. 49-yard pass from Anthony Bonetti also. Colton Bartels with the extra point kick, making it 14-0. In the fourth, Charlie Hisselberger, 8-yard run. 21-0 there with the extra point kick by Bartels. Field goal by Colton Bartels. I like that secret weapon in your back pocket, Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
That was a 22-yarder, making it 24-0. And that's how they won, 24-6. As St. Clair got a TD finally in the fourth, it was a 76-yard TD pass from Ben Farkas, a failed two-point conversion in that game. 77 yards passing, one touchdown, had an interception also. That's Anthony Bonetti, 2 of 4. Just two passes in that one.
I want to mention the Bonetti brothers were.
Yes.
Bonetti, just Anthony, just a junior. Dominic, only a freshman. So young.
This
talent.
Is a young team, yeah.
Very young team.
I might have a little bit of growing pains there. Connor Bergeron, rushing wise, he had 14 attempts, 59 yards. Also, Anthony Bonetti, 33 yards on 8 attempts rushing. And number 11, that is Charlie Hitzelberger, was 6 carries and 28 yards and a touchdown in the game. So that's what we got right there. Tackles, we have Judai. He had 7 tackles in the game, 6 tackles also for number 35 on defense. And that is Joey Simmons. And number 26, we have Logan Evans, a sophomore, Mikey, with 5 tackles in the game also. You're pretty versed in defense yourself.
I am, by a little bit.
Bonetti, that'll be Dominic?
Dominic, the younger.
He'll
of the
be
bunch.
On defense. He had 3 tackles also. So you're going to need a lot of defense against this Croswell-Lexington team that can pass and run.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to try to focus on the run, but they do have that weapon. That's Croswell-Lexington Pioneer football. When we come back, we're going to talk about Croswell-Lexington as they're under a new first-year head coach,
yes,
who is part of the program, coming back to the area also.
Okay.
So pretty excited about that as we come back here with more of your pregame show. We're about 17 minutes away from action here. What I'm surprised is that you look out towards the sun, getting blinded.
Yes, sir.
I don't see any sugar beets or the smell of it yet, Mikey. When does that start?
Boy, that'll be probably by mid-season.
Okay. I was just wondering, because that can be a weapon
for the home team.
Home field advantage.
Yeah.
Also, so the field looks great, by the way. It's a beautiful evening. It's still August. In fact, this is the final day of August, and behind us,
it is.
Last night was a fantastic moon rising, the blue moon, and we're going to see it again tonight. It's going to be bright. You could turn off the lights.
Yeah.
That thing's like a giant LED light bulb.
Well, close, but
yeah,
illuminate the field a little bit, I guess.
I didn't even need a flashlight last night when I went outside and walked the dog.
Oh, wow.
I went all around the woods. Yeah.
That bright. I was on my way to work, so.
You were?
Yeah,
okay.
I could see.
All right. I tried to stay away from the speaker as much as I could.
You did all right.
I know it's going to be kind of loud, so.
Hmm.
How's the wife?
Doing well.
Great. The kids?
She built a bookshelf tonight.
Wow.
And didn't put it together the right way.
Oh.
Oh, no. I should have put it together weeks ago.
You know, the first step is effort, and it was a strong effort, right?
It was. The effort that counted.
At least she actually at least you recognized it was a bookshelf. Me,
yes.
I couldn't do it. Mrs. Ferry does all that.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah. All right, we're building up to the game time. We'll be right back with Croswell Lexington Talk here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Eddie Fury, we along with Mikey Smith and Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Mike Coles is returned to Croswell Lexington sidelines, and he led the Pioneers to a dominant 37-7 win over Saginaw Swan Valley. And a game that was called at 5:05 left in the first half due to lightning. He was hired to replace Mike LeGros, who was the head coach of the Pioneers for the last 3 seasons before heading to Ferndale also.
That's a big jump.
Yeah. So Holes was on the Croswell-Lexington staff also back in 2004 to 2009 when he coached the wide receivers and defensive backs, as well as spending one season as defensive coordinator also. So he has experience, at least, on the offense and defense. As a head coach, that is something that you need when it comes to being the head coach and deciding, you know, maybe overrule here and there, right?
So, for sure.
We got visitors next to us.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
As the Pioneers lost both their head coach and the defensive coordinator.
So the, you kind of wonder what's the transition going to be like for the kids.
Yeah.
They seem comfortable, he said, in the report from Mike Gallagher on the report on that. And he says that, you know, they've been repping. You know, they had at least 2 weeks, but they knew this was going to happen.
Yep.
Or at least over a couple months here. And they seem comfortable with it. So I think if he already knows the playbook,
yes,
what they're going to do, they like to run, and they'll pass if they have to.
I think so. Another thing to throw at you, these top teams in the BWAC, they never – they only they don't reload or rebuild. They just reload, right?
Yeah.
That's the way to put it.
All right. And also leading the way is Gavin Espinosa and, well, Gabriel, but it's Belly Grappi.
Yes. It's even listed as Belly, number 20, Belly Grappi.
Yeah. Senior quarterback Gavin Espinosa at the QB position, 8 of 12 for passing, 159 yards and two scores, adding another score on the ground, while Grappi had 70 yards and two touchdowns on 14 carries. Cody Mativier had two catches for 70 yards and a score. Miles Levitt had 60 yards and a score on two receptions also for the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers in their win over Saginaw-Swam Valley last week in week one. So their game, just like ours, you know, they decided to call it because it seems like they had full control over Saginaw-Swam Valley. Maybe Swam Valley didn't want to drive back.
Right. Wouldn't have either.
Yeah.
Both schools are both those wins against very, very much larger opponents.
Yeah?
Yeah. Swan Valley and the other one, St. Clair.
All right. So we will take another break and look at the schedule for today. A lot of Thursday games. It is Labor Day weekend also.
It is.
A couple games yesterday and Wednesday and our Sand Lake broadcasting coverage area also. So, so we already mentioned those scores at the top of our pregame here. We're about 10 minutes away from action. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. Eddie Ferrioville along with Mikey Smith. Yesterday, Wednesday, high school football action. It was Dackerville eight-player action defeating KPAC 56-6. Hunter Garza, I do believe, had
Mr. Everything for him.
Yeah, kickoff return, two passing touchdowns, a couple rushing touchdowns. I think he had seven?
Seven?
Seven or
five. I counted, yes.
Dylan Ball had a touchdown also. So, big win for them. They go 2-0. Almont defeating Algonac 49-0 last night also. Here we are tonight, Richmond at Crosby-Lexington. As you see, the football team comes running on the field here. The band is on the field, bringing them on. The cheerleaders are all in their regalia here from the hill. And also other Blue Water Area Conference. This is a big game too. Armada at Yale.
That is a big one. Armada tonight, the surprise last year.
They kind of took the co-BWAC champions along with North Branch, but Armada got the big win over Marine City last week, 40-20. Emily City is at North Branch. Emily City got the win over Hazel Park last week, shut them out.
Okay.
North Branch had a loss and a game that was delayed three times. They finally got it on Saturday, 1 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Lose to Ada Forest Hills Eastern. Vassar is at Sandusky tonight. Can they go 2-0? We'll find out.
There's a chance.
Lakers at Ubley. Interesting game there, but Lakers lost to Millington last week, 32-3. Cassidy at Harbor Beach. That's a huge one. That's a thumbtail getter sports. Reese at Bad Axe, another big game. Reese hoping to bounce back, as well as Bad Axe, who lost to Cassidy last week. Carroll at Memphis. Memphis undefeated in the Greater Thumb East. Taking on Carroll.
Okay.
That's at Memphis on Friday tomorrow.
Got it.
Unionville Seabween at Marlette. They'll be on Thumbtail Getter Sports also. Eight-player football. Dryden at Brown City. Interesting game there. Akron Fairgove at Carson Beport. Sound like my daughter was asked to play clarinet again, even though she's not in band. They said, we need you.
Oh, right.
Right after volleyball practice.
She was scouted.
Yeah. Peck is at Caseville tonight. We cover Peck. And Stripes Division show down there. Of course, Brown City won that one.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn Hills, Oakland Christian at Kingston tonight. Interesting game there. That's a pretty big one. North Heron at Bay City All Saints. New Haven Merritt is at Ashley also. And Mayville at Burton Atherton tomorrow on Friday. Somebody is not going to enjoy their Labor Day vacation.
That's three games or three nights of football again this weekend.
Well, the official thing. That's why you had games on Wednesday.
Yep. So. The official shortage.
National anthem. All right, a fantastic national anthem here. As you can go to our sandlakebroadcasting.com website and see the full list of the games also and the final scores by later tonight. We'll be right back for high school football action. It's the Richmond Blue Devils at the Crosby Lexington Pioneers. We'll be right back with action on 92.5 FM. Back here, number 17 to kick it off here for Richmond Blue Devils. High up in the air, dribbles down across the 20-yard line with a pickup for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers with the return and a fumble. And it is Croswell recovering it.
That was close.
Yes.
Disaster on the first play.
Looks like they're going to mark him down around the 34-yard line. That's going to be very hard to call here. 34-yard line. They're going to say 33 on the board. Are we going to follow the board? Or
we will follow the board.
Okay.
That's our best viewing.
Well, a fumble, but they recovered. Number 17 for Richmond, Colton Bartels. Kicked it off. We got those field goals and extra points here for Richmond last week.
The home team starts off with the ball first in this first quarter action. Red hot BYU action.
We have a little of a delay because they're trying to get the right placement where the ball needs to be marked. Well, Belly Grappi, your expected running back in the backfield. Shotgun position here for number two, Gavin Espinosa. At quarterback. It's a snap, handoff to Crappie right up the middle. Looks like he got to about the 35-yard line for a gain of 2 yards. 11:40 to go. First play on scrimmage for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers in their first series of offense.
And now the Pioneers came out in that offense spread formation. I noticed three receivers to the left and two or one to the right with one in the backfield.
Shotgun position again. Reading the field, gets a snap, turnaround handoff to number 20 to the right side, finds a hole and still running. And I think he got the first down, Belly Grappi. Brought down by number 45 for the Richmond Blue Devils. That was from the 35 to about...
They're going to mark him short by about a yard.
Are they?
Yep.
Okay.
So we need
32
eight,
or 31?
Third and a long one, short two.
Ball at the 42-yard line. He got some blockers and receivers to the right side, but a handoff to the right side. Grappi gets the handoff, and Richmond seems pretty confident.
That Richmond defense was on him immediately.
Yeah. They say he doesn't have it. We'll see where they mark it. They were at the 42. And it's going
to
be close, and they just barely gave him the 2 yards, and it'll be a first down. 44-yard line, first and 10 for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers in the first quarter. First series of offense at the 10:22 mark. They have to set the chains, stop the clock quickly here.
That's three offensive plays, and Belly gets all three of them.
Okay, now, Mikey, you have two wide receivers on the right, one on the left.
Spread it out again. Belly's in there with the lone back.
Belly with it again, pushing and driving his legs. Number 26 hanging onto him on the hips for the tackle. That was Logan Evans. Brings up a second down.
I don't know if he even got anything on that.
I don't think he got much.
They're going to give him zero on that. Second down and 10.
9:48 to go.
So everybody knows who the ball is going to be going to.
Well, yeah, it's been all Belly, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah. Wide receiver to the right side. That's number 8. We have a trip set up on the left side. Espinosa on the left will keep it. Running up the middle, and he is tripped up. Gained some yards, but tripped up by number 31. That is Joey Judai.
Just a sophomore coming up and making that stop. Espinosa's first carry gets 2 on that. A long 3rd and 8 now. Clock still runs.
I think he's close to about the 45-yard line, maybe 2 or 3 yards. You know, because the announcers are looking right into the sun themselves. So
yes,
they got a little bit of better advantage looking down. But, hey, we got quite a crowd up here on the hill with us.
Yes, it is packed house here. This week 2 action.
2 wide receivers on the right. Make that 2 on right and left. Looking for a pass in the shotgun. Throws it up and had Belly Grappi on the right side. Just overthrew him a little bit. On defense was number 9, Jalen Browning for Richmond. He'll bring out a 4th down and 8.
Did you see that? Richmond's defense got lucky. There was no coverage on either one of those pass catchers.
But, you know, if Grappi would have caught it, he would have fell down to the ground.
He would have on his momentum.
Yeah. Would have probably took himself out on the, you know, tackled himself or something like that. So with a knee.
So that first one incomplete. It'll force a punt now from their own 45-yard line, 4th and 8 for the Pioneers. And he'll get the snap back, and that's Groppy kicking. It's going to be a pooch punt.
And they're probably down it also.
It does. It takes the Pioneers bounce. We'll see where the live marker is.
We'll figure that out when we come back here on 92.500 after the punt. High snap. That was quick. Number 42, Connor Bergeon with the carry to the 16. That's a good gain of about 7 yards. Ball on the 16, it says. As it was a good punt by Croswell. Gets a snap, throws a pass, and had a man from the left into the inside, into the middle of the field, intended for number 4, incomplete, Joseph Hollister. So already starting off a running play. That last play, Connor Bergeon for 7 yards. It brings up a quick 3rd down and 3. Ball will be on the 24-yard line. They corrected it after that's where they started from the 16. So about or 17, something like that. Shotgun position for Richmond. Anthony Bonetti gets a snap. It'll be a handoff right up the middle. Number 42. I do believe he may have gotten the first down, and he does. From the 24.
Third level of defense. From the 24 to the 33, give him 9.
So a good game right up the middle there.
Shout out to Cookie. He said he's going to tune in the game tonight.
Yeah, he texts me when we do Swap Shop. So, yeah.
Yeah. He loves your Swap Shop, Eddie.
I guess. Shotgun position, high snap. Hands it off over to the right side with a run. Not much gain there. That carry by number 11, it looked like.
He'll get 3 or 4 yards on that carry.
Charlie Hitzelberger.
Charlie with the carry, his first of the game. He's a senior.
Bring up a 6th, 2nd down. Yeah.
2nd down and manageable. 2nd down and long. Getting great push from that offensive line up front for Richmond.
Had 4 yards in that last carry. Now they'll have 2 wide receivers to the right side, 1 on the left, far left. Shotgun position, a running back right behind him. Looks like a little bit of a pistol. The handoff up the middle. Croswell Lexington Pioneers will bottle that up. Hitzberger with the carry.
Did he get a loss on that? He did.
I think he did, yeah.
Give him a loss of 1.
Noah Jackson with the tackle. For Croswell Lexington, 6:25 to go at 0-0. Be 3rd down and about 8 now. Loss of a yard. Mikey, you were right about that.
Yeah.
They're getting to play from the sidelines. A player will come out, number 11. I think number 42 went in.
Number 42, Connor, their go-to, Bergeron.
2 wide receivers left side, 1 on the far left. And they'll call a timeout. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. High snap, the run for Bonetti, looking to the right side. Has number 22 with a catch and complete for a big gain from the 36-yard line.
Their own 36 got well over midfield, and we're going to see where they set this ball. Looks to be inside the 45 to about the 44.
Anthony Bonetti threw that one to number 22, Dominic Bonetti, the freshman. We're going to get the map on this. From the 36 to the 45, a 9-yard gain because he kind of went out of bounds, but it'll be 1st and 10. They'll be at their own 45-yard line for Richmond Blue Devils, who've converted a couple 1st downs already.
Yeah, moving them down the field.
Methodically.
Yeah, we're going to spread it again. Two receivers left, one on the right. Handoff going to go up the middle again with a lead blocker. Well, he's going to get nothing. That Pioneers defense wrapped him up immediately.
That was number 11, Charlie Hitzelberger. I think we've called three different rushers
we
so
have.
Far. Yeah,
I got two down, though. Who's the third one?
I know I had one more, but I could be wrong. You're keeping stats on the computer. So 5:31 to go. Don't listen to me. Listen to Mike.
We're going to hit zero on that carry as the Pioneers defense stacked him up.
Second and 10. Richmond moving from right to left. They are moving from north to south on the football field here at Crosby Lexington. Getting a nice face tan here.
Yeah.
Probably going to get that farmer's tan even more here today.
I love it.
The ball looks like a turtle out there, don't it, when it's in the grass?
Got some long grass down there. Beautiful long grass.
Shotgun position the pistol looks like.
So I'm trying to go up again, up the middle. No luck, though, again, Eddie.
Number 46, Hitzelberger with the carry, but number 46 with a tackle. Noah Jackson, we've called his name a couple times already.
Yep. He's getting in now on defense.
Four.
Nothing again.
So no gain again.
Back-to-back zeros.
4:40 to go here. Defense is seeing something out there. I saw some assistant coaches that I knew. Mendoza's back out there, Fidel, and also Ramos is out there also.
Yeah.
4:27 to go here.
That clock
third down
goes
and
along.
10.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. This is a quick first so far. Mike, you might be able to take a nap before game's over, before
be
he goes
awesome.
To work. Man in motion. Two wide receivers split in the short shotgun. Looking for a pass play, but Daddy will keep it. Moving with a bootleg run onto the right side. He'll be running out of bounds. Didn't take the tackle for a loss. So a loss of about 2-3 yards there.
Ooh,
for the quarterback. That definitely will force them to punt. So it'll be from the 42-yard line. Fourth down and about 12 or 13 yards there of a couple yards lost.
He's going to have 2 yards on that loss, 2 yard loss for the quarterback.
Yeah. He was looking for somebody down the field, Mikey, to the right side.
He did a pump fake, and the defensive player did not bite on at all.
Number 17 to punt it off. Their special teams kicker gets the punt off. Well, they'll let that ball roll. A nice roll inside the 5 yard line is where they'll down it. Crosby Lexington will try to pick it up. The whistle was called, Tunnel. Can't run anywhere.
Yeah, can't.
We'll be right back. Here we back. Starting from their own 1 yard line, Mikey.
Yeah.
Last carry by who?
That was number 46, and he is Noah Jackson, the junior.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's other than Grappi.
Yeah, first carry.
And the quarterback, right? Yeah.
Yep. Only 1 yard on that.
Pushing, surging ahead. Can't get much Grappi there with the run, but I think he got a pretty decent run there to the, about the 5 or 6 yard line, it looks like, where they're going to mark him at.
A little more breathing room. What do they say, out of the shadows of the goalpost?
Richmond would love to pin him back here and force him to punt, but about third down and 6 to go. Crosby moving from right to left. Turnaround handoff to Grappi in the, around the corner right side. Brought down, but got some positive yards. Belly Grappi brought down by number 9, Jalen Browning. And I know he got the first down.
He did. He took it from the 6th out past the 10.
To the 14.
Okay.
Yep. It's an 8-yard gain.
Big 8 yards on a first down. That's what they needed.
That was a good run to the outside. Is that a little bit of a sweep or not?
It was. Yeah. A little bit of a sweep, a couple lead blockers. I noticed around the corner they were looking for a hold. But Lyman was good to go.
Up the middle again. Grappi got through that pile for a couple of positive yards. Across the 15 to about the 16 or 17-yard line up the middle. A smudge of Blue Devils in that middle of the pack. Yeah.
Everybody in on that tackle. That was Belly with the carry for 2 yards.
Second and 8. Ball at about the 16-yard line. Second down and about 8 or 9.
I'll spread it out again, this Pioneers offense. Two receivers left, one on the right. Ooh. Bad handoff. Ball goes out, but Espinoza, he'll recover it. But that defense for Richmond covered him quickly. Big loss on the play.
Yeah, fumbled it on the transition with the pull away from the, I guess, the fake or crappy. Exactly. Just didn't grab it. Number 31 and number 26 getting the sack in the backfield. Joey Judai and also Logan Evans for the Richmond Blue Devils. They'll be fourth down and a whole bunch. Back at about the 6-yard line, so a loss of about 10 yards there.
Yeah, they give him nine-yard loss. That's going to go to the quarterback. Sorry, Eddie.
125 and counting. Gets a snap. Third down and a whole bunch, and it throws it out. Has a receiver, number 3, and no, just overthrows him to the left side. He had coverage, but he had his man beat by about a foot. That was intended for number 3, incomplete. Miles Levitt, number 9, Jalen Browning on him, and here comes the punt unit. When you're at your own 6-yard line, punt it off.
That is correct. Couple incompletes now to start this game. Espinoza with the nice ball, just a little too long.
Grappi, also the kicker, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
He is in the end zone, about a half a yard away from the goal post. Gets a snap. Will punt.
This is going to give Richmond great field position as it does not even go past the midfield mark.
It looks like they're going to be around the 40-yard line to start off here. We'll be right back. Richmond back in offense on 92.5-0-0, 104 to go in the first.
Burger, the ball carrier for the Richmond Blue Devils. He's brought down by number 9 of your Pioneers. David Owen. That's going to bring up a 2nd and 6 for the Blue Devils. 2nd down. They're going to be on the Pioneer 36-yard line.
Welcome back here on WBGB 92.5. The ball at about the 36-yard line, a gain from the 42, about 6 yards, 5 or 6 yards, 2nd and 5. Number 11 had that carry, Charlie Hitzelberger, a high snap up the middle again. Might have gotten not too much there, right up the middle, immediately knocked down. Number 11 again, Hitzelberger with a carry. Or was it number 21?
Was it 21?
I think might have been 11.
Okay.
Who do we give it to?
Go to 11.
There was Bartels there to get the ball up. Maybe just Hitzelberger let it go. But that's the end of the third. It is 0-0. It'll be third down coming up in about 5 or 6 in Croswell territory for Richmond. We'll be right back. Welcome back.
We're starting the second quarter here at Croswell Pioneer Stadium. Richmond is on offense. A 3rd and 6 now from the Pioneer 36.
Switching sides of the field. They're going from left to right now on your screen or dial.
And they'll go 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. It'll be a quick pass out to the left. Looks like it falls incomplete. No win tonight, but these quarterbacks are a little bit off.
Intended to the left side to Joseph Hollister, incomplete to the sophomore from the quarterback, Anthony Bonetti, as the start of the second quarter. And that will bring up a 4th down and 5 or 6 there. So punt unit will come out unless, number 17, Colton Bartels, can kick this long for a field goal. But that's a long.
It is a long ways.
So it's 36. It would be another 20 yards, right? It would be 56.
It'd be a long ways.
46?
Too far.
Yeah.
Too far.
Yeah, because when they snap it, it's about, 5 yards and another, 10? Yeah.
Yep.
So about 41-yarder, maybe longer.
Yep. So they will make them kick, 4th and 6 at the 36.
Good stop here by the Croswell-Lexington defense, and great field position here for Richmond.
It's going to be a decent punt. Going to go high to the left, to the far sideline. That is the home sideline. No 11, return.
11:48 to go at 0-0. 11:42 to go here. And the clock is still running for some reason. Huh. Should not be running.
Right.
As they get things set here in offense.
It did stop, though.
Yeah, finally stopped. Okay. All right.
When has the last time you've seen a BWAC game go 0-0 on the first?
It's been a while, but we've seen it.
Rarely.
In the past.
Rarely.
In the past, yeah.
So now the Pioneers back on offense. Trying to look for some points.
And going from south from north to south now. Gets a snap. It'll be the handoff to, no, Espinosa will keep it. It looked like he handed it off with a fake. He'll keep it. That ball started on the 7-yard line, so good punt there.
Very good punt.
And this is, again, inside the 10-yard line for Richmond to pin him after a punt. But he got some positive yards, so a good 7-yard gain, it looks like, to about the 14.
Yep. It brings down up a second and very short third. Second and 3. There was a lot of action on that play, but I could not tell who had the ball.
Another run up the middle of Espinosa with the quarterback keeper. Number 54, it looked like, with the tackle, or 55, Gage Towner.
He needed 3, and he got a bit more than that.
So first and 10 as he got the chains set now, right?
Yep.
Okay.
First down, Pioneers.
The ball would be at the 24-yard line, first and 10 now. 10:40 to go here in the first half. Short shotgun position. Looking for a pass. He's got great penetration by the Richmond Blue Devil defense. And that pass incomplete to the far right outside. I think he just kind of threw it away.
I think so. He's 0 for 3 on 3 pass attempts for Espinosa and his Pioneer offense. Both teams throwing the ball around, but I think only one completion so far. Thrown around the yard.
Two wide receivers over to the left side. Be number 1 and number 3 for Crosby Lexington. Espinosa has some protection in the backfield. Hands it off to the right side and grabbing the legs with the carry. That was, I think, number 20, Groppy with the carry?
I believe it was Groppy. Evans with the stop. So one on the carry.
Not much to gain there.
Mm-mm.
That was to the right side. So ball, what, about the 25?
Yep, she moved up to the 25-yard line.
That's at Croswell Lexington's own 25. So down to 10 minutes left at 0-0 in the game. Trips it up on the left side. One wide receiver in the far right. Grumpy now moves into the slot on the right side looking for a pass. So Espinosa runs up the field. Gets some great yardage here, and I think he has
a first down. Wow.
For about 10, 11 yards in that one.
Second and third effort got it to him.
So that should go to around the 35, 36-yard line. A game of either 10 or 11 yards. He definitely got at least 10 because it was third down and 9. So maybe about 10 or 11 yards in that. I mean, that's when you bring your defenders or keep the passing game a little bit honest, but his speed got him that. And Mikey, they put him at the 36-yard line, so a gain of about 11?
Yeah, we'll give him 11. He just spread the ball out, and he had all these open lanes.
Groppy navigating his way through the traffic, finally brought down, wrapped around by number 45. Just looked like he was going through a maze there.
Yes.
That is number 45, Ben Wilkie, with a tackle for Richmond. These binoculars work pretty good, I tell you that.
I'm going to get some. I'm going to find mine soon.
I thought I had about 3 pairs.
I know.
My daughter took them, so yeah. 7 yards on that play, 6 or 7. It'll be 2nd and 3.
For Groppy.
For Crosby Lexington, trying to keep this drive alive. Ball at the 44-yard line, they're saying.
Still shy of the midfield.
Two wide receivers, left side, one on the far right. Groppy on the right side. Gets a snap, looking for a pass play. Espinosa pulling out to the right side. He'll take off a bit. He'll run and get the first down and runs out of bounds. For the first down.
He did make it.
About 3 or 4 yards. Well, definitely got 4 yards in that because he had an extra yard or two there. So
that's Espinosa keeping on the ground.
So I'd say he's probably near around the 48-yard line.
Okay.
8:37 to go here. A lot of time off this clock here.
I do like how the coaching scheme is going. With all keys going to Belly, they just give it to Espinosa, and he makes something happen around the edges.
8:37 to go here. He did run out of bounds to stop the clock. First and 10 around the 47, 48-yard line, their own. Trips it up on the left side. One on the right side receiver. All handed off, and he trips up. Groppy with a carry. Number 35 to trip him up. That is Joey Simmons.
Positive on that. Almost 3 yards. I call it 3 or 2, a long 2, short 3. Second down and 8 now for the Pioneers.
right just a yard away from midfield. Unless they crossed it.
I think they just crossed.
Okay. So on the other side of the 49, not the other side. So they, yeah, because you can see what the letters are usually in the middle. Mm-hmm. I once saw somebody paint it on the wrong yard line.
Yeah. You'll have that on these big jobs.
I won't say I won't say what St. Lake County School did that, but.
Nope.
The snap. Hand up to Groppi. Finds a big hole. Powers his way through for a big gain. Brought down
first
by number 55.
Down. And he was not even touched until he got to the third level. The defensive back got him.
Gage Towner to bring him down after finding a big hole, and his speed just punched his way through there to the 38-yard line.
Forgive him 11 yards on that.
And we have a timeout to give Richmond a little bit of a rest. They've been out there for a while. It is 0-0, 7:42 to go. First and 10. Crosby like to 10 in Richmond territory at the 38-yard line. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. Here on WBGV 92.5, 7:42 to go here in the second. 0-0, Crosby Lexington, first and 10 in Richmond territory, 38-yard line. They started, what, at their own 7 after
their
the punt?
Their own 7-yard line. So the offense has been on the field, and they have been driving.
Gets a snap. Groppi again with it.
Nothing too fancy, just going forward.
Brought down by number 35. Joey Simmons for Richmond with the tackle. Looks like he's near the 35, 30, 34.
Give him four chunk yards on that.
Yeah, second down and 6 in Richmond territory.
I wanted to say that we've been calling him Belly. That is his nickname. It's listed on the roster, and he wants to be referred to as that.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Didn't get the backstory on that, but I said,
just
okay.
See my old man, Pop Feller. Belly, yeah. So. Looking for a pass, but no, taken off. He'll find his way. Gavin Espo will quarterback keeper. He gets across to around the 15-yard line. We'll see if that's where they'll place him. And they're going to place him at the 14, a gain of about 24 yards for Gavin Espinosa.
Beautiful play design for the offensive Pioneers.
Was it a gain of 14? Or was it Groppi start like what 2 yard gain last time, right?
From the 38 to the 14.
Okay. So 24-yard rush for the quarterback, Gavin Espinosa. Another keeper for him.
I like how they're going back and forth on this, keeping the honest for the defense.
They're in the Thumb Cellular red zone.
There you go. Fresh set of downs. Espinosa, he'll keep it again. Charges forward up the middle, but he'll be immediately wrapped up by number 26, Logan Evans, the sophomore.
He had a couple yards just straight ahead, moving forward.
Yep.
Positive yards.
Forward we go.
Well, 2 yards there.
Yep, give him 2 yards. Now second down and 8.
We were wondering if anybody can score in the first half, and this drive started at the 7-yard line. Second down and 8 at about the 12-yard line now in Richmond territory in the red zone for Crosby Lexington.
That was Espinosa on that keeper?
Yes. And Groppi this time, he'll go across the 10 to the 5 into the end zone. He slips and falls for the touchdown.
There we go, our first points of the board.
That is a 12-yarder, 12-yard touchdown, I believe, for Belly Groppi, because they forgot to, reset
gotcha.
The belly
yep.
marker.
You're correct.
Belly Groppi gets the first touchdown on the board with a 12-yard run. 5:55 to go. Second quarter. We'll see if they go for the extra point. And they do. And they'll be 7-0 with the extra points. Belly Groppi with a 12-yard TD and making it 7-0. Crosby Lexington Pioneers leading Richmond. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. Welcome back. 7-0. Crosby gets on the board first.
We have points, Eddie. You asked Finally. It, and you received.
Finally, yes. Belly Groppi with a 12-yard PD, and the drive started from their own 7-yard line after a punt from Richmond.
And that drive for Pioneer started in the first quarter, finished in the second. Over halfway through this second quarter, Pioneer's kicking off. It's going to be a high squibbler coming down at the 16-yard line. There will be a return, number 22, for Richmond.
They'll be brought down around the 19-yard line. A little rough, hard tackle there.
That's Dominic Bonetti, the freshman.
7-0, we'll be right back. Richmond back in offense.
Pinetti, the ball carrier for the Blue Devils. He's brought down by number 9, David Oyl of the Pioneers. He's cleaned up by number 14, Monto. Second and long for the Blue Devils.
Losing a yard in that play, number 22. That was like a reverse from the right to the left. The handoff from Bonetti to number 22, Dominic Bonetti, his brother. What was that play? He came from the right receiver position and came around.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, from like a wing. It was a little split wing.
So loss be second and 11 from their own 20. It started at the 21-yard line. That's where they marked it. High snap. Handoff right up the middle. Positive yards. Looks like to number 12 or 22 again. Let's see. Yeah, 22, I think. Dominic Bonetti.
Okay, and he said positive yards on that, so give him 3.
He went to about the 24-yard line. So a gain of about, 4.
Okay.
3rd and 8. You can hear the announcer there. 4.5 to go in the first half. 7-0, Crosby Lexington leading. Shotgun position again. Moves over to the right side looking for a receiver. And he might have caught it, I believe. And Richmond is happy about that play.
Sideline's calling it.
Yeah, the sideline's kind of covering up the view from here. Well, that was from the 24 of a passing play to the right side. Number 11, I do believe, caught that. Was it Charlie Hitzelberger? I'm not sure, Mikey.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking too.
Okay. So that goes to the 33-yard line. Gain of about 9 yards on that catch.
Okay. We'll give it 2.
Well, 22 is on that right slot, so might have went to him too. But
and all
right,
was the other caught.
This time that will be the handoff to number 42. And, whoa, he lifts him up and drives him to the ground. Ground cannot cause a fumble. He is down. But Croswell's saying they had the turnover, but the official's going to say – soon he was back, was down. He's down, right?
They planted him. Yeah.
They planted him. So John Herman with a big lift up tackle and brought him down.
Borderline suplex.
And that carry was by who?
That was by...
That was a loss for your yard, too. I think it was number 11.
Is that Charlie again?
Hitzelberger, yeah. Yeah. All right, Hitzelberger's right there by the quarterback. Bonetti, he'll hand it off to Hitzelberger to the left side, so that's a good sign. He finds a good slot, gets to about the 35-yard line, gain of about 3. Yeah, it looks like they're going to mark it around the 35-yard line.
Back across that original line of scrimmage.
I'm going to give him 3. A gain, yeah, of 2 or 3. It'll be 3rd down and 8, but they would love to get a score in to try to tie it up because they've got 2:48 to go here. So probably going to see some more passing action here when you get down to a minute or less.
As they now have a 3rd and 8, their side of the ball still.
See a little bit of a play action here and there so far from Richmond a couple of times. So still counting down here.
First half is flying by 2.
They're taking a lot of time off this clock. They're coming down. They're going to call a timeout here. So they're going to think about this when we come back here. You were saying, Mikey?
Nope, go right in.
7-0, 2:26, Croswell Lexington leading Richmond. Richmond will have the ball 3rd and 8 at their own 35. Coming out of the timeout, 3rd down and 8. Richmond, again, same formation. Looking for a pass play, goes to the left side. He's being chased down, and he will throw it off to the left side, and that will be incomplete. He was being chased by a defender in the backfield. Anthony Bonetti has to throw it away, and here comes the punt unit, I think for the 3rd time in this game for Richmond.
Immediate heavy pressure by that Pioneers defense.
So they're going to be punting. The ball will be placed at the 35. Punter probably are back around the 25, 24-yard line to get the snap. With 2:18 to go, 4th down and 8.
Oh, a defensive battle this first half. Sending off the punt from their own 16-yard line. It's a high.
Picked up for the return, number 14. And brought down by number 64. That was number 14, Nick Monzo, for the return.
Nick, a senior. all kinds of squirrely action over there on that far sideline.
And he got some good positive yards with the turn. I think they're going to place him around the 40-yard line, 41-yard line.
Decent field position for the Pioneers.
Well, they got 2 minutes and 7 seconds here. They want to add more points.
Probably go through the air.
Well, they got two wide receivers out, but gets a snap. Espinosa will throw it down to the right side. Intercepted by number 31. And pushed out of bounds, but number 31 with the interception, Joey Judai.
The sophomore with a big INT.
That was to the left side. He kind of read the eyes and saw him pull out to the bootleg, but he didn't want him to run, is what he was watching.
Yes.
But Gavin Espinosa ended up throwing it up, and just good job reading that quarterback from the DB position there.
Yep. I got Gavin on 4 passes attempted, none completed, and an interception.
Huge turnover and places them in great field position in Croswell Lexington territory at the 38-yard line. Well, they were at the 35 at one point, right?
Yes.
So this is right around the same. So got 1:58 to go here. Richmond needs to make points off this big turnover here. Two wide receivers to the right side, one on the left. Shotgun pistol position here. Gets a snap. Will keep it to the right side, but Nettie will run it. Anthony, not much to gain there.
No, that hole closed quickly.
Brings up a second down. Clock will roll at 1:45 to go here. It's 7-0, Croswell Lexington. The INT by Richmond.
Mm-hmm. They didn't pay. Give them 0 on that carry. For Richmond. And that was Anthony, the quarterback keep.
We have a wide receiver to the right slots. One on the left. Make that 2 on the left now. Shotgun position. Looking down the field. Benetti throws it up to the left side. Overthrows his receiver into the end zone, intended for number 4, incomplete.
Beautiful ball, though. Did you see
that? Yeah,
it was.
Nice throw. Nice little loop.
Mm-hmm.
Just couldn't get down there quick enough. He did have a defender, but he kind of had him beaten.
Let's just say both quarterbacks are not underthrowing their receivers.
Yes. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
However, Espinosa did. Good defense, though, by number 31 to get the interception, Joey Judai.
And it already brings up a 3rd down and 10 now after the incomplete.
Yeah, pretty quick here already. Ball still around the 38-yard line, Richmond's own. Two wide receivers on the right, one on the left. Shotgun position for Anthony Bonetti. He'll get the snap. He's being blitzed. He'll run over to the right side, looking for a receiver. He'll throw it up and had double coverage intended to number 22. I think he had space to keep it and run it.
I think so too, Eddie.
Brings up a 4th down. This is a 4 down territory here at this point.
At this point, yes. At 1:06 before halftime, Richmond's just going to have to go for it.
Yeah, I think you could want to keep that and pick up the positive yards and put yourself in a little better position than 4th and 10 here.
Yep.
So,
at least by anything, just keep the ball out of the Pioneers' offensive hands. 1:06 to go. We have 7 for the Pioneers, 0 for Richmond. As Richmond will face a 4th and 10 at the 38, the Pioneers 38. I think they're going to set back 2 punt. And they do, man. The punter is standing at the almost the midfield mark as he looks for the punt.
Maybe they're trying to draw him off. Okay, here we go.
They will send it away.
Trying to pin it inside, and that will go out. They will pin it down. We'll come back and figure out where they're going to place that here on WBGB 92.5, 7-0, 57 seconds to go. Croswell Lexington will have the ball back. All right, Croswell Lexington at their own 21-yard line. Looking for a pass play. He'll keep it. Espinosa made them bite a little bit. He'll run up the middle for some positive yards, and the clock will roll with 50 seconds to go here.
You said he got positive, maybe 1 or 2, 3.
Ran up the middle.
Give him 3 or 4 on that carry.
7-0 here. Second down and about 7 or 8. What do you think, 2 yards?
I'm going to give him a solid 3.
Okay, over to the right side. 2 wide receivers looking for a pass. No, they'll pass. Run it. Bailey Grompy breaking some big tackles. Gets the 1st down and more. And this is probably we're going to try to call a timeout here. Possibly 20 seconds to go here. Pioneers will have the ball. with a big run from the 21-yard line, and they'll figure out where they're going to mark that at. We'll be right back. First and 10, and be second down already coming out of the timeout. We'll have another timeout. Well, 5 seconds to go here. Positive yards. That ball looks like it was around the 40-ish yard line. A gain of about a big 3 yard gain on that last play by Grampy. They'll call another timeout. We'll keep it right here, Mikey.
All right. Sounds well. So usually the BWAC is full of offense, but tonight, week two action, it is all defense, 7-0. Home team with just the slight edge.
A couple big BWAC games. This is one of them. Mm-hmm. Already the fight for the BWAC league standings. Armada and Yale's a big game tonight also.
Good. Very competitive BWAC, yeah, as usual.
You know, seems some good things happen, especially from Armada, who are the defenders of the title. North Branch, they lost to a non-conference opponent. And kind of a little bit of a scary game. We'll see if Emily City is good as what their score said last week.
Yes.
Against Hazel Park. All right. As we're back here, 5 seconds to go here. We think the ball is located around the 43-yard line, second down and 7.
Clockman just kind of gave up that part.
Looking for a pass play. He will keep
it.
Run ahead and runs out of time. That carry gets to near midfield. I think he'll be around the 48-yard line. So a gain of about, we're going to say about 3 yards on that one.
Was that a pass play?
I'm not sure. I think he kept it with the quarterback keeper.
Okay.
All right. That's where we're at, 7-0. At the half, halftime, Croswell Lexington Pioneers leading Richmond. At the half, 7-0 is your score. Croswell Lexington leading Richmond. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, Mikey.
Yes, sir.
Close defensive battle. Finally, there was a score in the second quarter as Croswell, after got a punt, drove from their own 7-yard line.
93-yard drive.
12-yard run for Belly Grappi to make it 7-0. The PIT was good. Richmond had a couple chances.
They were
at the 35, 38-yard line in Croswell territory. Just couldn't get it.
Overthrown ball.
Yeah, and Croswell Lexington playing good defense.
They are.
Playing good defense.
Both teams playing good defense. You said we usually have an offensive showdown with this in the BWAC. Not today.
All right. We will play our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports and take another break here at 7-0. Croswell Lexington leading Richmond here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Mikey Smith, I'm Eddie Fury. The band sounds great.
They do. And on cue, the sun dips below the tree line.
Yes, the sun is set, and we are no longer blinded.
Like
and look at that. We just talked to the father of the punter. And he actually teaches at Frostick Croswell Lexington High School.
Oh, yes.
We're talking about number 17, Colton Bartels, and we just saw him punt from the 40-yard line, and this is a high punt. Mikey.
He said hang time, and that's what it is.
That was from the 40 to the 5-yard line. That is a...
All 45 all day or 55 all day?
45, 50-yard punt right there so far. And he can kick a field goal within the 50, his father said. He's top 10 in the Kohl's rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Not the store. Clothing
nope.
store, but
nope.
yeah. All right, we have 7-0. Croswell Lexington Pioneers scoring will be 12-yard TD from Belly Grappi, and this was from a punt from Richmond where they started at their own 7-yard line, Mikey.
Yeah, that punt pinned the Pioneers offense back at their own 7, but they drove 93 yards and the score. That score at the 5:55 mark in the second quarter. You said it, a 12-yard touchdown run by number 20. They're all everything, Belly Grappi. Extra point was good. That was a 7-0 score, and that's all we've had.
Aren't you glad I brought my hoodie?
I was going to say a big shout-out and thank you to Eddie Fury for bringing long sleeve for me because I did not think. I listened to this morning weather report from John McMurray, and he said cold.
I told you.
And I didn't even think.
Starting to get a little bit of moist. Now, if you need my blanket, it is in the back of the car.
Nah, I should be all right.
Okay.
The way this game is going, we'll be out of here in an hour.
Well, Yeah, it was a quick first half, and it's 8 o'clock right now, 8:04 a.m., and the sun is setting even quicker and quicker now.
Yes.
It's amazing to watch nature.
We are.
Enjoy
Labor Day weekend.
First week of school for the kids here in Sand Lake County Schools also.
Yes.
And we're hoping to see the rise of the full moon behind us also. We'll see.
Any minute.
Yeah.
Let's do some stats.
Okay, give me some stats. First half stats.
We'll start off with the visiting Richmond Blue Devils. They have about four or five rushers. Their leading rusher is going to be six rushes, number 42. We call him Connor Bergen, the senior. Six rushes for 16 yards.
Bergen.
Okay.
For Richmond?
Yeah, for
okay.
Richmond. Connor Bergen.
Okay.
Not much, not great average, six for 16. Second leading rusher will be, that's number 11, Charlie Hertzberger, the senior with four carries, 12 yards. Three completions for 19 yards on passing, and 18 yards completed. And that both catches going to number 22, Dominic Bonetti, the freshman. You say two catches for 18 yards. That is for Richmond.
So that's a total of how many yards rushing so far in
first
half?
That'll be 13 carries for 31 yards unofficially.
For how many yards?
31.
31, that's it.
That is it.
Unofficially.
Unofficially. 13 for 31. 13 carries, 31 yards rushing. Two completions I have for 18 yards. Both of them going to Dominic Bonetti.
Hmm.
From his older brother, Anthony Bonetti, just a junior. So both Bonetti's coming back next year for this offense. Switching over to the home team.
Now, that's unofficial.
Unofficial.
We'll have Sportsline on Monday, by the way, Labor Day Monday, for the recap of Week 2 action.
Okay. And it is going to be 14 carries for 82 yards for Belly Grappi. That's 14 carries, 82 yards. If I had that slid over, I'd tell you the average. But I don't. Nope, not that far. Another big one for Gavin. So Espinoza and Grappi both carrying it. 10 carries for the quarterback for 51 yards. 14 carries, 82 yards for the running back. No completions at all. Four attempts, one interception for Gavin Espinoza.
So a total of rushing yards?
25 carries, 134 yards. So a very decent first half on the ground game. Both defenses rising to the occasion as we have a 7-0 score.
So 0 yards completions.
That's right. Four passing attempted for Espinoza, three incompletes, and an interception.
Hmm. All right, that's where we're at. The teams have gotten some extra time to stretch out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It has gotten cooler. The sun is set now behind the trees. Mikey, we have a great view now.
We can view.
The lights are turning on here also, and soon the full moon, which was yesterday, will be full again tonight when it rises because we got clear blue skies. What a beautiful day today, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it is. Humidity was low today. Reached about around the low 70s, but dry.
Warming through the weekend. We said into the 80s for the weekend.
Are we expecting it?
Yeah, it's going to be warm for the holiday weekend. It's been chilly the last couple weeks, and all of a sudden we get the holiday weekend.
Yeah. So I saw a couple of Durekas on the Croswell roster. So Jeff Dureka, the owner of Jess Marketplace, sponsoring one of our games our game tonight here in Croswell Lexington. So 7-0, 2 minutes away from second half action. It is Croswell Lexington leading Richmond. We will be right back for second half action. All right. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you to all our sponsors for tonight's game. The Richmond Blue Devils will have to kick it off to Croswell. Croswell kicked it off first. Croswell has the 7 points on the board, leading 7-0 as we start our third quarter. Sun has set.
Yes.
Lights are on this final day of the month of August.
Chill is in the air as we get ready to kick off September.
Tigers finally winning the game today on 97.7.
Oh, they won it today, huh?
All time.
Ooh. That was a long streak. That was
Michigan State playing tomorrow night.
Okay.
Western Michigan playing. It was a 4-3 win for the Tigers. Here we go with a return from the 14-yard line. He'll pass it over to the left side, number 22.
Trickery.
To number 4. Positive yards here to the 30.
Big
to the 35.
Run on that far sideline. That's number 4. Who is that again? That is Joseph Hollister, the sophomore.
And that was a pass from Dominic Bonetti, who had the ball to kick off return from around the 14-15-yard line, and he throws it down the line of scrimmage where he had the ball at. Number 4 to the left side of the field and runs it up in great field position now for the Richmond Blue Devils. And we saw Bartels practicing with field goal kicking, and they're going to have to go to that.
Yes.
38-yard line, their own, to start it off here, moving from left to right on your radio dial. Richmond with possession gets the snap, throws it down the field, and receiving it, number 35 down the middle of the field from their own 38-yard line from Benetti, the number 35 complete. That is Joey Simmons from the 38-yard line, gets past midfield into Croswell Lexington Pioneer territory at around the 42-yard line, I believe.
Chunk play on that.
They're just going to say it's right at the 40-yard line. Gain of about 12, another 22-yard reception.
Okay.
Wow, my math is getting better, Mikey.
I like it. Phil would be proud.
Hand off to number 42 to the left side. Positive yards again. Finding some holes. Some great halftime adjustments so far, Mikey, with number 42 with a run, Connor Bergeon.
And they opened up this second half with a pass play just over the middle, just a quick dump.
That is 11 minutes to go here. And so far, some positive yards from the 40. Be second down and one, a 9-yard gain.
9-yard gain for Connor.
Richmond Blue Devils. And that ball will be at the 31-yard line, right? Yeah.
That is correct. Second down and one, a very short one for him.
I need to take my SATs.
Hey, yeah. They're going to have split receivers, two on the right, one on the left. Fakes a handoff. And that's going to be a quick pitch and a pass play. And that should be a first down to number 35 again with that reception. That's that Joey Simmons again.
To the right side. And it's going to be closer, and they're going to give it to him. We'll see where they place it.
He needed to make it to the 30. Let's see where he gets it. He needed one.
Well, the clock will roll because he was tackled in bounds.
Yep.
That ball will be at least around the 30 or 29-yard line. I see the 30 where the ball is kind of close at.
Give him one or two.
I say it's around the 29-yard line, yeah.
Two.
Zooming in on the binoculars. Okay, two wide receivers on the right side, one in the left slot. Shotgun position for Richmond. Benetti, he gets a snap, looking to the left. He'll throw it to the right. Number nine with the reception. Touchdown!
Touchdown, Blue Devils.
9:43 mark in the third quarter from the 29-yard TD reception from Benetti, the number nine for the reception. Jalen Browning to the right corner.
How many yards on that?
29.
29 big yards on that.
Woo. First series of offense in this game, and it's a score from Richmond, and they get on the board.
There we go. An extra point away from all tying it up. This coming, you said, at the 9:43 mark.
Major adjustments made, for sure.
Not that.
For the PAT.
We talked about him during halftime.
Yeah, Colton Bartels. We have a whistle. A lot of flags came flying out.
Yeah, there was. Let's get those guys to shake this out.
Looks like Croswell is offsides.
Good.
They get set again.
And it was Pioneers with the penalty. So moving forward, just half the distance to go from the 3-yard line to the 1.5.
Croswell trying to disrupt this extra point kick. Maybe, I don't know, give him some chills. But his father said he's pretty solid here.
Yeah.
Here we go. 7-6 right now, 9:43 to go, and it goes up. Extra point good for Richmond. 7-7, they have tied it up, 9:43 to go here. We'll be right back here on 92.5. Halftime adjustments made by the Richmond Blue Devils, and they strike.
Immediately start that. I figured about a 62-yard drive on that, their first possession of the second half.
We believe it was.
Yep, close to.
Number five, Anthony Benetti, the quarterback for Richmond, throwing a 20-yard TD pass to Jalen Browning to the right corner. Into the end zone, too. He ran into there.
29-yard touchdown pass.
Kickoff return here for Croswell. Great field position already on this return. Finally brought down.
very long return.
We'll see where they place it. The ball will be near.
Pioneers will still be on their side of the
now
field.
They're pulling it back a little bit. So I see mid 45-40. Probably inside the 40-yard line. It'll be around the 33-yard line, it looks like, marked at.
First and 10 for the Pioneers. This is their first offensive possession of the second half.
Croswell's first series of offense in the second half. 7-7-0 tied up. High snap. Fumbled in the backfield, but picked up by Croppy, but a big loss in the backfield. He's trying to escape, and he does, but he'll say if forward progress was stopped, the officials don't want anybody getting hurt there,
Good call.
They'll stop it. And a big loss on that high snap bobbled, but that could have been dangerous as Richmond had their defenders in the backfield.
Quickly. They were on him quickly.
Billy Groppy picked it up and tried to do something with it, but
That's a negative play, and that's going to go on Groppy since he had the ball in his hands.
So from the 33 to the 19-yard line for Croswell at their own, it'll be second down in about 26.
Just give him a 16-yard loss. Wow. That's going to do damage to that yardage.
Two wide receivers left side. Gets a snap. Another high snap. I think we might have a false start here. We'll see.
Okay.
Is it offsides, Richmond?
Let's see.
No, it is a false start on Croswell. I was right. I thought I saw somebody moving the right side. It was a receiver.
Okay. False start on the offense. Back him up a little bit more, Eddie.
So 5 yards there. It'll be second down in 31. And that puts them back at the 14-yard line, their own. Second and 31 here.
Back-to-back negative plays for this Pioneer offense.
Hmm. Other than that 29-yard TDP, have we seen anything longer than a 20-yard offensive yards?
Yeah,
a couple times from Richmond, yeah. Here
it
goes. Espinosa will keep. He'll throw it up into the air.
Wide open,
number three from the 45-yard line. He will try to get inside the five. He crosses the goal line, and they're saying touchdown,
Pioneers.
From the 14-yard line on second and 31, number three down the right slot. He found some space down the field. He caught it around the 45-yard line.
And he did all the rest after that.
That is Miles Levitt with the touchdown pass from Gavin Espinosa. 8:22 to go here. And Croswell finds a way on second and 31.
You call that 86 yards?
That was from the 14-yard line. No, that's a 60.
Mm-mm.
No, wait. Help me out here.
Yeah, we're still at
86. 86, because you caught it around the 45. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. The ball is coming
back.
There's a flag way back here now. The official called it a touchdown down here, and now the official says, nope.
On the offense.
A flag, and it's what? Two hands behind the head.
Oh, take that off the
is
board,
folks. Is that illegal motion?
Illegal motion on the offense.
Exciting play there. And everybody's looking down here at the end zone, and then we notice that they're walking back, and it is an offensive penalty on Croswell for 5 yards. Make it third down in 36.
Ooh. It erased a 86-yard pass play for touchdown.
Three straight
negatives.
Penalties. Trips it up on the left side for Croswell Lexington. Will they do the same play, Mikey?
They should. It worked last time. The handoff up the middle. Just play it safe. Groppy's going to have the ball. I'm sure it's Groppy.
Yeah, number 20.
Okay.
Just
going up the middle, getting something back. Fourth down. Great stop. Great start of the second half by Richmond.
It was already from their own 15, though. So five more yards back. That's from their own 11.
Yep.
So.
You're going to give them a little bit. How many you give them on that?
It would be now fourth down. And about, he had a 5 yards there, I believe. So they're going to give a third down and 31. But, no, it's fourth down and 31 now.
A defensive Richmond stepped up on this drive.
We'll punt it from the five-yard line, or actually near the goal line. That will dribble past midfield is where they'll down it. So that'll be probably around the inside the 45, between the 45 past the 50 there. So that's where Richmond will start off now. Big break for them is that could have been a big touchdown lead there. For Croswell. So Richmond, is back in offense. 7.5 to go here in the third.
What a turn of events for the second half. Yeah. You said adjustments were key.
It's just one little yellow flag way in the backfield, and everybody turned around and said, there's the official waiting. Said, nope, bring it back.
Yeah, the only guy not running down the field was the man that threw the flag.
Everybody's head was down there, and then we heard some groans, and we look over on the other side.
Wow.
Well, a lot to make up here, and that was self-inflicted by Crosby Lexington with all those offensive penalties. Mm-hmm. Richmond back in offense at their own 49-yard line near midfield. Man in motion, that's Benetti. Handoff up the middle from Benetti to number 42. Went up the middle to Connor Bergeon. 7:20 to go, brings up a second down. Maybe about 1 yard gain on that. It'll be placed right at midfield now.
Going to give him 1 yard, yeah.
Yep.
1 yard for Connor on that. Let's see if they can capitalize on this defensive stand.
7 minutes to go here. It's 7-7 in the third quarter. And Richmond coming up with a wide receiver to the right side. Two on the left. Moving from left to right. Man in motion from the left to the right. Fake handoff into the slot and tipped away by Crosby Lexington. Intended in the slot to number 3, Logan Northam. Incomplete. Be third down and 9 now at the 50 for Richmond Blue Devils.
7-7 game. It means it's all defense. Strange but true, Eddie.
Fun game so far.
Yeah, that's 11 pass attempts for Dominic. Excuse me, Anthony. Anthony, the quarterback. Dominic, the receiver, running back.
Richmond. Akron-Fairgrove. Man, I picked CPS to beat Akron-Fairgrove. Big mistake.
Uh-oh.
My picks are going down already.
Yes, they are.
Pigskin picks. Here we go. Third down and 9 at the 50 for Richmond.
They're going to put two receivers to the right, one on the left. Anthony Bonelli's going to roll out to his right. Quick coverage, though. Heavy pressure. He'll get that ball away. Incomplete.
Yeah. Smart play.
Yep.
Threw it away. Had a defender right there in front of him. Brings up a fourth down. The punt unit will come out.
They needed that to keep that offense and that momentum going. That's now 12 pass attempts.
Second series of offense. But the positive thing here, Richmond receiving the kickoff, scored on that first series of offense. They tied up, so it's basically, yes, you know, 0-0 game so far.
Yep. Good way to throw it. Coming down to halfway through the third quarter. All tied up, you said, 7-7.
6:31 to go here. 7-7 all tied up.
And they go back to that formation again. Nope, this is the punt formation. Colton Bartels in the punter spot.
From the 40, a high punt. Right in the middle of the field, picked up around the 5-10-yard line for the return for Crosby Lexington. Positive return there.
Yep, a short return, but still something to go on.
7-7, we'll be right back. And a positive play there for Gavin Espinosa with a run. Gets across the 40. They started from their own 25. And we'll see where this starts off at. Or where they place it.
He took it from his own 25, shy of the midfield mark. They're going to be looking about the 45 or so.
First down, well, I think, no, they're going to place it around the 43.
Okay.
43-yard line. So they started from their own 25 on the punt return. That ball goes to the 43. Yep.
And that was on the punt return.
That was a...
No, that was a first down run.
I do believe it was, yeah. Should bring up a second down here. But it's a first and 10 because, yeah, it over 10 yards, so a gain of about...
I had him at 18.
18. Good run there for Espinosa. Grappi this time with a carry. He gets 10-plus yards on that play. Looks like if they mark him there, and they do, at least 11 yards. That gets across midfield, and they're going to place it around the 45-yard line.
Inside Richmond territory now.
Yep.
It looks like we have to do a player down for Richmond.
.5:39 to go here. It looks like we have a timeout.
We'll be right back.
It's 7-7, 5:39 to go here in the third quarter here on WBGV 92.5. Pass play complete down the right side into the end zone. Touchdown. Do you see any flags? Roswell Lexington from the 45-yard TD pass to down the right side from Gavin Espinosa. To number eight, Cody Mativier.
Okay. Cody with a touchdown bomb, 45 yards.
Takes the lead, 13-7 in the third quarter. 5:14 to go coming out of that timeout, and that's a good time. I mean, you get a touchdown.
Yes. What a way to capitalize. This coming in the third quarter.
Extra point up. It is good. 14-7. Croswell Lexington leading. Richmond will be right back. Forty-five-yard pass. That was caught around the 15-yard line. The yak after the catch, but credit goes to Gavin Espinosa finding that open wide receiver down the right side to number eight, Cody Mativier.
Wide open.
14-7. 5:14 to go, and Croswell Lexington takes back the lead. 14-7 for the first score in the second half. Third quarter, 5:14 to go here.
And what we call a back-and-forth game, Eddie. It's going to be a high kick at about the 15. We'll have a return, number 22, on it down this near sideline, the visiting sideline. He's going to be knocked out of bounds right there at the 25, 26, 27-yard line.
Now you can see that one right here. It's right
yes,
in front of us.
Right
so yeah,
there. The youngster, Dominic Bunetti, number 22, the freshman, on the return for Richmond.
So Richmond's third series of offense now.
They will have first and 10 from their own 27. Anthony Bunetti is going to be coming back in with the play as he takes his Richmond offense up the line. They'll split two receivers to the right, one on the left, one in the backfield behind Anthony. Man in motion will be younger brother. It's going to go to the up back. And he's going to have a diving play across that right guard hole. Connor, number 42.
Gets across to the 35-yard line, it looks like. And they're going to place it around the 36. With that carry, it'd be a gain of about 9 yards. Second and one for Richmond on that carry. That was Bonetti, number 22.
Nope. Number 42, Connor.
Oh, okay.
With the carry.
Bergeon.
Connor Bergeon with the carry. Richmond will come back up again. Second and short. A receiver, two on their left, one on the right, one back in the backfield. We're going to have a jump on that defensive line. First down by penalty.
That was a hard count because it was second down and one.
Yes, sir.
Did that hard count. And a free 5 yards there for Richmond. Do the Croswell Lexington. Yeah, penalty
yes.
yards today.
Yes, there is. He needed two and he got five on the penalty. First down, Blue Devils.
That ball will be around the 41-yard line now. Richmond's own. They are down 14-7 with 4:28 to go, and the clock will start.
Good job on head coach Sean Misko calling that delayed count,
yeah.
Delayed snap.
And you got to have a lot of discipline on offense not to move.
Right,
so.
Correcto. Same formation again for the Richmond offense. It's going to be a handoff to the young one. He's going to go up the middle for a few positive yards. 22, again, we call him.
42.
42 that time. Yep. Okay, Connor again. 22-42. They look close.
That is number 42 once again, Connor Bergeon for Richmond.
Bergeon with another carry. He's going to get six on that. Makes a manageable second down and four for the Blue Devil offense.
3:40 and counting. In the third quarter, Croswell Lexington leading Richmond 14-7. Two wide receivers to the left, one on the right.
Richmond's offense in that short pistol. Man in motion. And the up back will get the ball again, running wide to the right.
Bergeon with the run.
First down and more.
Tackled by number 23. And number 14 for Croswell Lexington, Nick Monzo and John Herman. But positive yards moves the chains.
You see that was Connor again with the carry.
Bergeon, yeah.
Bergeon with another carry.
Got that first down, be first and 10. Ball would be into Croswell Lexington territory now. That would be at around the 47-yard line. So last carry was about 4-7 yards, yeah.
Give him five, you said seven?
Okay. Yeah, it's from the 46-47, so 4 plus 3, 7, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Second down, barely any no gain there.
No, there was a fumble, but the offense did recover.
Okay. 2:36 to go and counting. Yeah, that fumble, you don't want to lose that.
No, not at this
especially
point.
Especially with a decent drive happening here.
Mm-hmm. Both teams seem pretty evenly matched, Eddie.
It seems like, yeah. Yeah. But the biggest plays have been made by Croswell so far. And
couple.
Richmond got one, you know, 29 yards to get their touchdown.
They
so,
did.
Yeah. They're exchanging big plays here in the second half.
Good way to put that. There you go. Two receivers left, one on the right. Short pistol for Benetti. He rolls out to his left. Heavy pressure. He's going to look to fire it down that sideline. It does go incomplete, though. Yeah. Heavy coverage by the Pioneers defense.
Trying to dive for a catch, possibly it was Benetti, his brother Dominic, to the left side. Stops the clock at 2:02 to go. Brings up a quick third down. And about 11?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. From Richmond in Croswell territory at the 37-yard line.
Taking their time to get back up the line. Down by 7, that is the Richmond offense. They're going to come back out. They're going to split receiver on the left and the right. We're going to go trips right, single receiver left. So that'll put slot right, one back in the backfield. Benetti in the short shotgun. Fakes a handoff, keeps it off the left side. Wide open hole, trying to get around that corner. And he does to the first down marker and more. And he gets pushed out of bounds, but not after he gets first down, Richmond.
Well, the clock is still rolling.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of wondering, did he get out of bounds or not?
I thought he did.
Yeah. So that ball was some 46-yard line. And they're going to say he was short, so it'll be a fourth down, about a yard. So ball will be placed around the inside the 40, possibly around the 38, 37. We'll see where they place it for sure. Be fourth down and one. This is fourth down territory.
It is.
They're going to think about it, though, Mike. You're going to waste time out here.
Take time out and think about it for sure.
14-7, 1:45 to go here. We'll be right back here. Richmond calling timeout here on 92.5 WBGV. All right, fourth down and one, Mikey. They're going for it. Here we go. They should get the first down, and they do. From the 38-yard line on fourth down and one, and found some space, it looks like, to the 35. We'll see. We'll see where they placed it. I'm seeing it's near the 35-yard marker. They're going to place it at the 34. Mikey's vision a little bit better than mine. First and 10. That was a big fourth down conversion. Was that the first fourth down conversion we've seen today? Yeah. Could you see some holding there or not? Okay. There's that during Croswell Lexington's side of the field. Yeah. 57.5 seconds to go. That was on first down. All right, so they moved the chains. Just kind of curious what this call was, Mikey?
Holding for the defensive back, pass interference.
Okay.
So penalty on the defense for the Pioneers. Fresh set of downs, first and 10, now ball on the 24. That is the Pioneers 24 as Richmond's driving with two receivers right, one on the left.
Handoff looked like to number...
that 22 or 42?
Bergeron, I think, had the carry there.
Bergeron with the carry.
Moves. A gain of about maybe two, three, 4 yards. So a gain of about 4 yards. The ball will go to the 18-yard line. Now in the red zone, maybe 5 yards they give him here.
Five, yep.
So I thought it may be four.
That was Connor again.
Bergeron, yeah.
Bergeron with the carry. Bergeron.
All right, 30 seconds to go here. Definitely have to get a playoff here.
Mm-hmm.
As a on that play clock, down to 22 seconds, second down and five, right at the red zone, 20-yard line.
Two receivers right, one in motion. That's going to be the right slot. Handoff going right up the middle again. Nice trickery with that motion.
Connor Bergeron there.
Did not fake out that defense for the Pioneers.
No. They'll probably wind it down to the end of the third quarter. It'll be 14-7. Cross Lexington leading. Number 28, 26, I do believe, at the end of that play with a tackle. That was Reese Knoll. And that's the end of the third quarter, 14-7. Crosville Lexington leading. We'll be right back here at 92.5 with our final frame. Welcome back. Getting ready here for the start of the fourth quarter, 14-7. Be third down and five for Richmond. And they'll be at their own 21-yard line now right in front of us here, Mikey.
Here we go.
As they switch sides of the field. Things are getting louder here.
They are. Man in motion will be the younger Benelli, and it's going to be a quick fire overthrown again by Anthony Benelli.
That was intended for number four to the left side. That was Joseph Hollister. Incomplete. Now will we see a field goal here?
We should. We could.
Now will we see number 17, Colton Bartels, come in and kick a field goal? Now this ball is going to be placed at the 21. So you got, what, another 10, 15 yards there?
Yep. So you're going to have 10 yards. You're going to be at
20. There'll be 36, 31. And then he's kicking it from around.
Okay, there's 7 there. So 31 plus 7.
About a 38, 39 yarder. We'll see. This place is at the 32-yard. And it goes through. That's a what, 47?
You call it 47 yards?
We'll see here, but it gets through. It's 14-10, a field goal by Bartels. Colton Bartels, number 17. Richmond gets on the board with the special teams. We'll be right back. All right, we figured out the math in this, right, Mikey?
Yes, we did. 38-yard field goal.
His father's proud. He just had a big old hand pump right next to him. So
nice.
He talked about us about that. So
there you go.
Colton Bartels. Special teams is going to be key. We talked about in the BWAC, if you can find yourself a good field goal kicker, you'll do well. And that one was not a great kickoff.
No.
A flag comes flying in at the end of the play here on the kickoff.
Bounds.
But
kickoff.
That's because it went out of bounds.
Yep, kickoff out of bounds.
But we say it's a 38-yard field goal.
Yep.
By Colton Bartels. Well, 11:49 to go here after that kickoff. And that's not the way you want to come off.
Not at all.
After scoring three, it's 14-10. Crosby Lexington leading.
Field goal is good, but if the Pioneers can score on this offensive drive, field goals are going to be tough to get back in the game with.
I'm killing
mosquitoes
here. Yeah.
Tell the mosquitoes it's 55 degrees.
All right, 11:49 in the fourth quarter. Crosby Lexington back. On the third series of offense, I believe, just.
Mm-hmm. Have a receiver on the left, two on the right. Hand off to Belly. He's going to get it up the middle. One guy misses. The second guy brings him down.
He gets across, so maybe around the 41, 42-yard line. He started from their own 37. I'm going to give him about 4 yards. Yeah.
Okay.
So 4 yards, second down, and about 6 or 7. The ball's placed at the 39. No, I mean 41-yard line. He started from the 37.
Okay.
So that's at four?
Three. Well, I'll leave it at four. Clock says three.
Okay.
Same formation again for the Pioneers. Espinoza fakes a handoff back to pass. Looks left. Rolls right. On his feet trying to make something happen. Flag, though, in the backfield. That's the defensive backfield.
We'll see if there was any defensive holding. And I think Crosby Lexington receiver is clapping his hands. He hears the official.
Yep.
There was a little bit of a rules change here, but that's on holding, right? This is pass interference.
Let's see what the man in the white hat calls it.
11 minutes and 4 seconds to go here in the game. It's 14-10, Crosby Lexington. leading by four.
And that pass went incomplete. They picked it up.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they're saying they had talked about it. They said, okay.
No penalty.
So one official in the backfield, right?
Yes. Whew. After the incomplete, third down and seven now.
All right, big third down situation, as Mikey said. Here we go.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Espinoza in the shotgun. He's going to give it to Belly, going the right side. A couple lead blockers. Trying to turn that corner. He does. He'd be shy of that mid-first down marker.
Maybe about by 2 yards, possibly.
Yep.
14-10, down to 10:50 to go in the game. Slim lead here, but they're leading by two scores at least. By a field goal and a point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two scores.
So we had third and seven, now four down and one.
Oh, boy. What do you do here, Mikey?
Go for it. You got the lead. Might as well keep it going.
Ball is at about around the 46-yard line.
Yep. What do I say? The best defense is a good offense.
And he's going to try to surge ahead. I think he did.
He did.
By a yard. So he got the inches. Number 20, Belly Groppi gets that yard. And it's going to be right at the chain here.
He did one. It looked like he at least got one and a half.
And he did, yeah, at least the football length. And they're going to move the chains. First down for Crosville Lexington Pioneers.
Okay. That was Belly's 20th carry for number 20.
Those are hard yards he's been running for today, too, aren't they?
He does, yeah. I can pull over and see an average on that. 20 carries, 83 yards, 4.15 average. So it's came down a little bit since halftime.
Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left.
And Espinoza will keep it right up the middle after the fake. Wide open down the far sideline. Couple man to beat, though. Let's see if they can pick him up. He's turned down the wheels. Touchdown, saving tackle.
That was number 22. Benetti on defense, Dominic, to stop that. 9:54 to go here. That was from their own 48-yard line into the immediate red zone, it looks like, for the Crosville Lexington Pioneers. Gavin Espinoza with a keeper to the left side.
They were on their own 48.
First and goal at the 9-yard line from their own 48. A 39-yard gain on that one for Espinoza.
Okay.
Come in, getting the play from the sideline. Espinoza now under center. One of the few times, a Groppi. Groppi pushing his way out to the right side. And inside the 5-yard line, I believe. Be second and goal. Let's see how many yards he got exactly on that one.
You say from
hard
the nine.
To see here, yeah.
Ooh.
A gain of about 5 yards?
Yep.
5 or 4 yards. So it'll be second and goal at the 4-yard line.
That was Belly again on the carry?
Yep. Under center again is Espinoza. Hand off again to Groppi.
He is right there at the goal line.
Still no signal.
Nope.
It'll be third down and goal now.
He took it from the 4-yard line. I think they're maybe down to the 1.
2-yard gain in that one, they're saying. So he's at the 2-yard line. 8:50 to go here. It's 14-10. Crosville trying to add more points on here to extend their lead. Under center again is Espinoza. He will keep it and surge ahead. And it will be a touchdown. Gavin Espinoza for 2 yards, I believe, with a keeper.
Yep, 2-yard touchdown run. Quarterback keep.
That was Espinoza. I want to
yes,
make sure.
It was.
Okay,
yep.
For the 2-yard touchdown, makes it 20-10, 10-point lead for Crosville Lexington.
And they have a commanding lead now by a touchdown and a field goal.
8:30 to go here in the game, fourth quarter. With the PAT here. PAT is good. By number 88 for the PAT, Will Geiger, it is 21-10. Crosville Lexington leading Richmond. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It is 21-10. Gavin Esposito, a 2-yard TD run. He set it up with his big 39-yard run.
Yes, it was all Gavin on that drive for the Pioneers offense.
Groppi helping him out to get inside the a little bit closer to get that 2-yard TD run. Will Geiger with the PAT kicks tonight for Croswell. That's a 2-score lead, 11-point lead here for Croswell Lexington with a kickoff from left to right. Richmond with a return.
He's going to get a little bit on that carry. On
a little
return.
Bit. But with 8.5 to go here, a 2-score lead. But we've seen crazy things happen
here in the
Blue Water Conference as Richmond gets back in offense.
It is the BU action, the Blue Water Area Conference. Anything can happen in the fourth quarter. You say 8:31 here to go in the fourth. 21 for Croswell, Lexington 10 for the Richmond Blue Devils. This at Pioneer Stadium. We're going to have first a 10 for Richmond on their own 25-yard line.
Mike, you're making me yawn there.
Yeah, do you hear that?
Yes.
Sorry. 10 more hours to go tonight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Split a receiver to the left and right. Benetti is in that short shotgun. He's going to hand the ball off. Not going to go much of anything. Maybe something positive.
That was number 42.
Okay.
Connor Bergeon from their own 25. And that might have been
a loss
of about 2 yards in that one.
Okay, that's a TFL, tackle for loss, by that Pioneer defense.
Maybe 3 yards, they're saying.
Yep, give him 3 yard loss.
For Connor Bergeon. Benetti comes in, Bergeon comes out. Number 5 going in also. Anthony Benetti with a play from the sideline for the Richmond Blue Devils.
Did not see that coming. Still waiting for that moon.
Yeah, where'd it go?
I don't know.
Already 9 o'clock. All right.
We might have a timeout in Richmond.
That's their second timeout here in the second half. We'll be right back. 21-10, Croswell Lexington leading Richmond. 7:42 to go here on WBGV 92.5. With the snap coming out of the timeout, a pass to the left side down the line of scrimmage. Still trying to stay on his feet. Number 4 with the reception, Joseph Hollister, the sophomore to the left side, brings up a third down, and I think he got back at least 2.75 of a yard. That third down marker being brought close to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe third down and about 10. Yeah, they're going to say third down and 10 probably, though. That's a long 10, though. Ball back to the 25-yard line, Richmond's own 25-yard line. And he was tackled in bounds, so the clock rolls under 7 minutes to go here. I believe, he was sacked by number 20 by Croswell's number 20. Bailey Groppi on defense with the sack. Brings up a fourth down, and that was a big loss of at least 6 or 7 yards in that one. We'll see how many more yards they'll tack on. I know it's not 4th and 14. It's longer than that. I think 4th and 16 possibly. I'm going to think. Well, I mean, yeah. That's way over 4 yards from there, so. According to me, what do you think, Mikey? Okay. Yeah, that looks longer than 4 yards, 4 or 5 yards. Maybe at least 5, but yeah. What are you going to do? You going to split it? Okay. Well, they'll have to punt it. Oh, a whistle called here. Timeout, Croswell Lexington. We'll be right back. It's 21-10, Croswell Lexington leading, 5:48 to go in the game. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. Punt will roll out by Richmond to about the 44-yard line. Croswell's own, where they'll take over, and they lead by 11 with 5:41 to go in the game. Croswell Lexington back in offense, and they are leading, Mikey.
The Pioneers could take this game by just a long sustained drive. You said 5:41 to go. That's just a couple first downs, really.
I would, you just run the ball here.
Yep. No need to get hurt. I want to throw this out. Belly last year was hurt during the game we covered.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was Mr. Everything.
There it is, Mikey. The moon's starting to rise behind
us. Oh, you
us.
Found it. You found it before I did. Ooh, look at that.
That's beautiful.
We've been both looking all evening.
Here we go. Split wide receivers. A handoff to Billy Grappi.
Trying to get around that left edge. He breaks one or two guys, but not before the third, fourth, and fifth one cover him up. He'll get positive maybe on that. Positive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he'll be around close to the
1 yard.
Yeah, not much to gain there.
Nope.
Just a yard to, if any at all. I think not much at all there, because that was in the backfield. He fought for that.
Yeah.
So they really didn't give him much there. I don't think they're giving him really no gain.
They're going to give him zero.
Yeah.
I'm going to run out of spaces soon.
Really?
Belly, I'm at 23 carries, and I have 25 spaces available.
So I think what you do, Jonathan, so you just start down there.
That's what I was going to do.
Smart, man. I knew
you were
going
to do that. Look at that. There we go. 455.
21-10. Croswell Lexington leading.
Just trying to seal this game away. I just hand it off to Belly every play now.
Richmond could use a turnover. Big defensive stops here. If they have called two timeouts, and now a flag in the backfield.
The lay of game on the offense.
Ooh, puts him back 5 yards, and you know head coach Mike Holes will not be happy about that.
He was stomping on the sideline.
Was he?
He
says,
was
hurry
stomping.
Up. It's just a running play.
It's just a running play. We're trying to win this game with 4:41.
Second and 10.
Do you call that rusty? I mean, it's week two.
Well, they didn't call the timeout, did they?
No.
No, so.
I don't know if he was trying to run out there and call that timeout or what he was doing.
No, they. So, yeah, they'll pull it back 5 yards. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the penalty, they knew they kind of had some time there for the officials to kind of get the ball set there, so really didn't have to call that timeout. But well, now it's second and 15, puts the ball back around the 39-yard line.
Belly with the carry again, trying to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Now we're going to have a Richmond timeout.
That's the third timeout in the second half. 4:32 to go here. It'll be 21-10. To the sideline, and yeah, they want to take advantage because it'll be third down and about 13 yards for a first down for Croswell. Be right back here, 21-10, Croswell leading. Here we go, coming out of the timeout. Richmond calling the defensive timeout. Third down and 13 yards. Can he complete? And bobble intercepted by Richmond. After being bubbled by Croswell Lexington and returning it to Croswell territory with the interception, great timeout. And I think that was number 9.
That was number 9 on the interception.
Jalen Browning, that ball was intended to, I believe, number 1 intended?
Yep.
To Jet Weeder, I believe.
Jet
He's
was
a slot receiver,
coverage.
Yeah.
Heavy coverage. And,
it just kind of came behind him, and he bobbled it. And then right there, number 9, Jalen Browning, able to pull it in with 4:28 to go. It's 21-10. Ball at the 38-yard line in Croswell territory for Richmond.
That's Espinoza's second interception of the game. That's exactly what Richmond ordered up as they have the short field now, first and 10 from the Pioneer 38. 4:28 to go. They are down by 11. They need points now. Two receivers on the left, two on the right. They're going to spread it wide for Richmond. One back in the backfield. And that short pistol, man in motion, is number 11 going from left to right. Benetti's going to roll out to his right, looking. He does throw, and it goes incomplete. Just trying to get it away, keep it safe. Incomplete. Second down now and 10. Mark him down. That's going to be the 17th pass attempt for Richmond. Unofficially.
That's their second interception of the game.
For Gavin?
For Richmond, yeah.
Oh, second caught interception.
So you have a second down and 10 after the incomplete for Richmond. We at the 4:21 mark here in the fourth quarter. Ball sits squarely on the 38. That is going to be the Pioneers 38. As Richmond is driving. I don't think a field goal is going to work here at this time now, Eddie.
Well, you could get it and then 8 points.
That means you got to put a lot on your defense to make it happen.
4:21 to go.
Two receivers left, two to the right for Richmond in that short shotgun. Benetti's going to look down the left sideline. We see that ball all the way. A little pushing and shoving out of bounds. No chance on that.
Great coverage down the field. Double coverage to number four intended. Number 14 right there, number 25 for Croswell. That would be Nick Monzo, also number 25, Bill Herman, along with some help.
You say Joseph Hollister, the sophomore, was the intended target for Richmond.
Looks like number 23, or was that Billy Groppi down on defense? Yeah.
I have 14 and 13 in the backfield.
Vocal crowd here for Croswell. 4:13, the clock stop. It's third down and 10 now from the 39-yard line for Richmond and Croswell territory. Split wide receivers, shotgun position for Richmond.
That'll be Benelli, Benetti.
John Herman was down there too, yeah.
Straight back drops, looking to the right, rolls out to the right, into number four's hands, caught, completed, shy of that first down marker. That's number four, Joseph Hollister, with the completion.
He's short by about a yard or two. We'll see where they place him. 3:56 and counting, however, there is no timeouts left because three called by Richmond in the second half. It'll be fourth down and two, so an 8-yard reception, maybe seven, because now they're pulling the ball back.
I've seen that.
So the ball will be around the...
will be unofficially 8 yards.
Yeah, 32-yard line, it looks like.
Okay. And they will go again, that same formation, two and two.
Split wide receivers.
Rolls out to his right. He is way back at the midfield trying to outrun this defender.
Coming back to the receivers.
And they're going to call that incomplete.
All right. And it'll be a turnover and downs. The coaches wanted a maybe interference call. Coming back to the ball. And that will be a turnover and downs on fourth down. Incomplete. First down now for the Cross Lexington Pioneers. Come back in offense with 3:21 to go here. Ball we place at about the 32-yard line.
At 3:21 to go in the game, this could be it. But
well, yeah. I mean, well, there's no timeouts now.
No timeouts now. Just still some hard pressure by that Richmond defense is their only hope. First and 10 from their own 22. Or 32 for the Pioneers. And they'll put two receivers left, one on the right. Going to go handoff and then run it on his feet to the midfield mark. And let's see that. Espinoza with the carry. Yes, the quarterback keeper from his own 32 up to and just shy of that midfield mark.
3:13 to go here in the game and counting. You just want to get the keep the clock rolling, and it does once the chains get set here. 21-10, Croswell Lexington leading. Richmond, very competitive game early on, especially when Richmond came back out and scored to tie it up.
So 18 yards on that and a big first down. Most importantly, kept the clock rolling along.
Two wide receivers on the right, one on the left. Espinosa gets a snap and a shotgun position, a handoff up the middle, spin move with the carry. A flag comes flying in at the end of the play.
Very late flag.
Number 20... three with the carry for Croswell.
Okay.
That's John Herman.
That's John's first carry of the night.
Is it? And the last one was by what? Belly?
Yep.
It's an 11-point lead here for Croswell. And the score is 21-10 with 2:37 to go. The flag stops the clock momentarily. It'd be a face mask on Richmond. And they'll move that 10 yards, I believe. Or is it 15?
Should be 15. Did they get rid of the small one and just kept the big one on the face mask? They used to have a small face mask of 5.
Yeah. So the ball now will be placed.
At the 33, that is
I don't know if that's changed yet.
Yeah, it went from the 50 to the 33.
Okay. Yep. All right. So that was what? How many yards? A place right at the where the run ended, play ended, yeah.
So give him two on the carry and 15 on the penalty.
We got number 23,
John Herman with the carry for Crossville Lexington, number 23. Coming down to under 2 minutes to go in the game, 21-10. That from the 33. Gain, if not any, maybe about a half a yard. Maybe about a yard they're going to give him.
Give him 1 yard.
And there we go. That beautiful full moon behind us.
It is up.
From yesterday continues. Golden in color. Supposed to be the blue moon.
Yep, but never right really blue.
Yes. It was overnight. It looked like an LED blue light.
Really? Going to go handoff up the middle. Just keep the ball on the ground. Keep the clock rolling along. And we are just over 90 seconds to go before this game is final.
Got that carry.
I'm looking.
Number 31? Wait. Joey Judy. Judah, I got the carry. I mean, the tackle.
Okay.
The carry, I'm not sure.
I wonder if Herman was still in the game carrying the ball.
Couldn't tell where Braylon Day got the carry or not. I saw a number 7 in there, but.
Okay. Two receivers left and one on the right.
Billy Groppy back in there now. It's two running backs in the backfield.
Split backs.
Yeah, number 7 had that. Might have had that carry. Okay. We'll see. But Billy Groppy with the run. See you later! Exclamation mark! Touchdown for 27 yards. I believe for 27.
Yep, and that was Groppy.
Yep, Billy Groppy.
Okay.
To make it 27-10 at the 49-second mark. PAT coming up. 49 seconds left in the game.
27-yard touchdown run.
With the PAT. Nope, they'll go for a two. And they will get it in.
That was Jet Weeder, the senior slot, with the 2 points.
I believe that was number 1.
Yep, Jet Weeder.
Jet Weeder with it. It is the 2-point conversion to make it 29-10. Well, 49 seconds to go. You're listening to WBGV 92.5. 49 seconds to go here. It was a touchback in the kickoff, starting from their own 20-yard line. Carry for Richmond by number 42, Connor. Number 42, Connor Verjean, with 35 seconds and counting. Gain of about 2 or 3 yards in that carry. Second down and about 8 or 7. I think they're going to give him 3.
Yep, they'll give him 3 on that.
So when it's a touchback, it goes to the 25 20. Or 20?
I thought it was 20, but... I don't know
it
anymore.
Could be 25, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're going to give him 3 yards. So, yeah, they started from the 20. Okay. So, two wide receivers from the right side. It's high school football. High snap over his head.
He's on the ground. He just sits on it. Plays it safe.
Inside the 5 or 10-yard line here. A high snap, and that's how we'll end the game. 29-10, your final score. The Crossville Lexington Pioneers will win the game. It's a final. Your post-game report. They are 2-0, 29-10, Crossville Lexington winning over Richmond here at Crossville Lexington High School on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back with your post-game report here on 92.5. Band celebrating right now, Mikey.
Yeah, they are.
All right.
2-0.
29-10, Crossville Lexington winning this one. And the final score, Crossville Lexington winning 29-10, your final score over the Richmond Blue Devils. At the end of the first quarter, it was 0-0 at the end of the first. And then the first score by Crossville Lexington leading 7-0 with Billy Groppy with a 12-yard TD, and the PAT was good after a punt from Richmond. The drive started from the Crossville Lexington 7-yard line at the 5:55 mark in the second quarter. It was 7-0 at the half. The next score, Richmond comes out, readjusted at the half.
Yes.
Anthony Benetti, number 5, the quarterback, throws a 29-yard TD pass to number 9, Jalen Browning. to tie it up in the third quarter, 9:43 mark. Then Croswell responded not too much longer in the third at 5:14. Croswell Lexington's quarterback, number two, Gavin Espinosa, throws a 45-yard TD bomb. Yak after the catch from the 15-yard line to number eight, Cody Mativier. The PAT good by number 88, Will Geiger. 14-7 in the third with 5:14 to go. 14-7 at the end of the third. Some insurance here. However, Richmond gets a field goal at the fourth quarter, 11:49 mark, by number 17, Colton Bartels, making it 14-10 within reach. Richmond had a couple chances, but then Croswell Lexington forcing Richmond to punt. Croswell Lexington number two, Gavin Espinosa, with a 2-yard TD run and PAT kick good by number 88, Will Geiger, making it 21-10. And then there was an interception for Richmond, their second of the game defensively by number 9, Jalen Browning, but turnover on downs from the 38-yard line in Croswell Lexington territory too, Mikey. Missed opportunity there.
Yep.
Still 21-10 in turnover on downs. And then at the fourth quarter, Richmond ended up getting the ball back to Croswell Lexington at their own 32-yard line. And then another score at the 49-second mark, 27-yard TD run by Croswell Lexington's Billy Grappi, 2-point run by Jet Weeder. Number one for 2 points. Final score 29-10. Here is your post game stats for Richmond.
Unofficial.
For unofficial, Richmond, yes. Very unofficial.
Leading rusher will be Connor. Give me help with Connor's last name again.
Bergeon.
Connor Bergeon, leading rusher. 15 carries, 57 yards, average just over 3. There was a lot of passing attempts for Benetti. Anthony Benetti, the older one. That's going to be 19 attempts and 8 completions for 73 yards. Mix of guys getting it. 2 catches for, let me pull him back up here, the younger brother that should be
Dominic
Benetti with 2 catches, 18 yards. Number 35, or is he Joey Simmons? 2 catches for him, also 14 yards. And 2 catches for number 4, Joseph Hollister, for 11 yards. Yeah. So we had to mix around. They threw the ball through the yard. That again, so total for Richmond, 27 rushing attempts for 77 yards, 8 completions for 73 yards. That Croswell defense was up to the par today. You said earlier it was 14-10, and it finishes 29-10. So that tells you what happened in the second half.
Yeah, just missed opportunities from Richmond, but big plays by Croswell.
And for the victors, the Croswell Lexington Pioneers, their leading rusher, of course, Belly Grappi, with 25 carries, 119 yards. I could bring that average up here in just a sec. And Gavin Espinosa, 14 carries, 128 yards. So they had two rushers over 100 yards tonight for a team they combined for 42 carries, 251 yards, and just one pass completed for 45 yards and 2 interceptions for Gavin Espinosa. The one catch going to number 8 for 45 yards. We said it. Cody
Mativier.
Mativier for the touchdown at that. I want to see these averages since these guys ran all over the yard. That's going to be 9.14 average on 14 carries for Gavin Espinosa, 4.76 for Belly on 25 carries. You want me to run through those scoring plays, or did you get those pretty much wrapped up?
Pretty much wrapped those up, if you heard me in the break there. When we come back, that's the full stat report?
That is the full stats.
Full stat report there, folks. We'll come back and wrap things up. We'll let you know who they play next here on WBGV 92.5. 29-10, Croswell Lexington defeating the Richmond Blue Devils. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 29-10, your final score. Croswell Lexington goes to 2-0. And next week, a big game for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers, Mikey.
It is against Armada. Not sure if that is going to be home or away. I don't have the schedule, but either way, that's going to be a big game for the top of the conference.
And Richmond Blue Devils fall to 1-1, their first league loss in the BWAC. They will have Algonac next week, and then Yale in week 4 also.
Okay. So a little tough start to the season, but 1-1, and they'll continue on.
Croswell Lexington will meet Algonac also in week 4. They'll have Yale in week 5, Elmont in week 6, Emily City in week 7, week 8 matchup against North Branch. And look who they schedule, Freeland.
Powerhouse Freeland for the ninth week of the season.
But a big win here for the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers, 29-10. Tune in to Sportsline on Labor Day Monday for a recap of all this action and other games taking place with Mike Gallagher, the Sandlot County News sports writer, and myself for Sportsline on WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM, 5:30 p.m. on Monday, Labor Day, for the recaps of all the games that are taking place today, Thursday and tomorrow on Friday. Have a great and happy Labor Day. Be safe out there, folks. Do something nice. Be good to each other. And as Phil Nichols' mother would say,
make good choices.
Thank you for tuning in to High School Football on WBGV 92.5 FM.